Hi, church family. Welcome to today's devotional. I just wanted to spend some time meditating on a passage that we recently meditated on together in Colossians chapter 2, starting in verse 6. He says, "Therefore, as you have received Christ, Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude." I'm going to read the next verse as well. "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ." We're going to consider just a few things. In verse 6, number 1, we have to see the condition. So what is this, or who is this text for? Of course, it would be those who are followers of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Look at verse 6. It says, "Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord." So those of us who have believed on Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we've been born again, we have this new spiritual life, these truths are for us. What is the command? The command is this: so walk in him. The word walk throughout scripture gives this idea of the way you live, the way you conduct yourself, what marks your life, your lifestyle. So we are to be walking in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you wanted to boil it all down to one word, it would be this: love. A love as the Lord Jesus Christ loved. He loved the Father and glorified him in everything he did. He loved others and served them and was a servant. He went to the cross, became humble, obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Ephesians chapter 5 gives that same idea. And in chapter 4:32, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God," or imitators of God, "and walk in love." So we are to have a life that is walking in Jesus Christ. That is the command. And then we see the common ground for believers is this: we have been firmly rooted. We've been firmly grounded in Jesus Christ. But then there's also a current construction going on, which would be this: now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed. So God is working in us, continually working in us to build us up in Christ and to be established in our faith. And then we see the condition of our hearts. It should be an overflowing gratitude and praise and worship to God. And then he gives a caution. I recognize it's another section, but it builds right off of this, that and he expounds on it later on in the text, is just to be cautious towards false teachings, to being taken captive by philosophy and empty deception according to the traditions of men, but rather we're to be stayed on Christ. And that is my encouragement during these times of struggle and discouragement and fear, to be stayed on Christ. So this text gives us a few things. Conditional, number one, you have to be in Christ. Number two, therefore, the command would be to walk in Christ. The common ground that those who have belief in Jesus Christ would be this: you are firmly rooted in Christ. And that is past tense. You have been rooted. Perfect. So it happened and it continues. And now, present tense, you're being built up in Christ, established in your faith, just as you were instructed. So the condition of our heart should be this: overflowing with gratitude towards God. And be cautious that you not be deceived, but be looking to God's word and following after Christ.